Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond. Yo, yo, check this out. This is your girl, Cola Vogue, and I'm chilling with my boys right here on Off the Cuff Radio. Because we off the cuff right now. You big?
What's up? It's your boy, Lil Yap, doing LV. Ragging up from the river. Cooling with my homies and my family at Off the Cuff Radio. Y'all be sure to tune in on Fridays and get the latest scoop and find out what's happening. You hoot me?
Tiffany Levon.
And it's Queen Crazy, your girl's favorite bartender.
And we're from
Sex on the Rocks podcast.
Alright, you're now tuning in to Off the Cuff Radio.
Yeah, because they keep representing that world hip hop. Well, much love.
Alright.
Y'all, this is Miss Irresistible giving a shout out to the live show on Friday nights Off the Cuff Radio, and I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey y'all, this is Stacia Lachey giving a shout out to King Eric and Off the Cuff Radio.
What's shaking, y'all? This is the Grand, one half of Lost Cause and one third of that Drive Time thing. Sending my love to the homies over at Off the Cuff Radio. Tune in every Friday night for some real, deal hip-hop conversation. These dudes are the connoisseurs of this thing. You already know what it is. BX Stand Up, Hud City, what's shaking? Peace.
Yo, this is Joe Fresh the Dime, and y'all tuned in to the most raw, untouched show on radio. The Guillotine Team, Off the Cuff, and yo, Eric Sandman, off of these clowns.
What it is, what it do, y'all. This your man, King Ed the Great. Well, you're now tuned in at Off the Cuff Radio, episode 383. My apologies because I was trying to get the music playing, but for some reason, Blog Talk wants to act a fool and wants to make things complicated. But nevertheless, we back in the building right then and there. So we're going to go ahead and get to the interview, and then afterward, we're going to play the two records from our guests of the night. We want to make a, first of all, I want to apologize to this brother because last week we were supposed to have him on, but since he's rocking with us and we got much love for him, he's back on with us tonight, man. So what's all bring on Twan the Dude, y'all?
Yo, what's going on, family? Y'all can hear me good?
Sure can, man. I'm good, man.
How y'all doing, man? Off the Cuff Radio, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Word, man. I'm in Miami right now. So, you know what I mean? My background, but I definitely wanted to put it together while we was here, and I appreciate y'all having me, man. What's going on?
Hey, man, it's all good, man. We was going to originally get your track playing, the new joint that you sent, Picture Me, but we're going to play that after the interview because, you know, we had a little technical difficulties here, but we definitely glad to have you on, man. So, to get this thing started, how are you doing out there, man?
I'm good, man. You know, the grind don't stop, man. I'm actually out here right now. It's a little different, man. It's a little different vibe out here, too, man. You know, earlier it was a little cool. In the daytime, nighttime was a little different ratchet. It's a little extra, like, you know what I mean? Ain't too much activity. But, you know, they open up back regular tomorrow, so we'll see what that has to offer. But other than that, I'm always working, man. It's all good, man. I need a little getaway. So, you know, I had to come out here to MIA for a little while, work on some other stuff. You know, I just dropped another EP, dropped a new single April 1st. You know, my album just did a million streams. Wow. That dropped January 1st. And so there's a lot of shit going on, man. Just counting my blessings as I continue to just grind and reach my other goals.
That's what's up, man. I mean, to do a million streams, even a lot of people that even connected and legendary in the game, they can't even do them like that. So that's a reflection of the time you put in.
Humble, man. You know, I love my fans. I love my DJs. And I love my my supporters, because guess what? None of this could happen without my supporters. None of this could happen without my supporters.
Yes, sir, man. And talking about your EP, man, like this is for already
my
the people
EP
that's in tune with you and
my,
with you and follow you.
The EP I first did came a long way. That streamed over 1 million streams. That was my first 1 million stream project. After Came a Long Way, I just dropped my album. My album did the 1 million streams in 4 months. In 3 months, actually, because I dropped it January 1st. And April 1st, I was at video and got like 1 million streams. And I dropped Picture Me on April 1st. But I still have to say this. Beyond me doing that for the EP took 2 years to reach the 1 million streams. So, you know, all them fans really stuck with me. So I just pay attention to how it go. But this game now, there's a lot of algorithm. It's a lot of this, it's a lot of that. It's not the same grind. But, you know, the best thing about me, I come from both grinds. I come from the hand-to-hand grind when I'm having CDs and merchandise to doing a person's face. I also come from that other grind where even with being a person's face, it's the digital grind. I'm still in your face. I'm on the world stars. I'm on the top bloggers. I'm around the top people, and I got a decent following myself, so it just works out.
Yeah, and you know, to keep in connecting with your fan base, man, what was your key recipe to making sure your base not only stick with you but also grow with you?
Instagram definitely has been, you don't want this? Instagram has definitely been a key tool for me. You know what I mean? Because, you know, most artists always start over with their accolades in their career.
Yeah.
If you pay attention to me, I never do that. I never recycle pictures unless somebody dies. All my moments is real. So you can still go to my page and see when I first started Instagram, I might have got 100 likes, 100 views, shit like that. You go watch my journey. And I did that just for people to always understand it ain't what you, it ain't how you do it as long as you get it done. I come from nothing. I come from the struggle. I know the struggle I have and have not. I've been amongst moguls, Deborah Antony, Jadakiss, DJ Khaled, Akon, and the list goes on. So I never took losses. I learned lessons. And that's very important, because as long as you learn the lessons as you go and grow in your career, it's just all worth it. You know what I mean? So when you get in these places like I'm at right now, I'm able to present and do my own album with my own marketing and get my great DJs behind it. And it's effective, because guess what? I can't do it by myself if I ain't have a strong supporting cast. But when I did do it by myself and I did it, I just knew now I just got to build it. Because, you know, it's never ending. I got 1 million streams, now I got to aim for 2. You get 2, the nigga actually got to get 5. You get 5, the nigga actually get 10. But for a nigga been in the grind all these years, and if I got 1, it felt amazing. And it still feels amazing.
That's a beautiful thing, man. Now, for those who just tuning in and getting to know who you are, man, tell us about where you from, man.
I'm born and raised in the Bronx. Bronx,
okay.
New York, the birthplace of hip-hop. Like, when I say the birthplace of hip-hop, I'm talking about literally, like, Cedric and Cedar. Like, you know what I mean? Washington Avenue and River Park Tavern, the two hoods I was born and raised from. If you ask anybody, they'll say those are the top projects. So, you know what I mean? I just come from a real street place where people know, and it's really the birthplace of hip-hop. So I'm born and raised in the Bronx, but I lived in Miami, I lived in Atlanta. You know what I mean? I've been everywhere. They call me the K-O-D-G. You already know I'm a different type of sandwich, but I'm also the K-O-D-G, king of the grind.
And with you living out there in the Bronx and then you going to Miami, man, do you have like a creative differences, like in terms of your environment, like your environment plays a key role in your creativity?
I'm a people's person, so you can put me anywhere. I'm gonna come out on top. I'm not a deal with people. Any circumstances. Anything. I just know how to gel with people very well. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And that's not only the best way to build your base, but it also shows that you can move and maneuver with the times, because the game forever changes. It changes every week, as a matter of fact.
It definitely does. It definitely does. You got to, you know, you remember when Jada Kiss said, fuck is that everybody still mad at the South Fork? Learn how to switch your flow up and go South Fork. He said that because a lot of people was mad at the South making a name. But everybody else was trying to be the same. The game don't stay the same. You got to be able to continue to do it. I've been doing this shit for over 10 years. Independently grinding. I'm comfortable with where I'm at now, because where I'm at now, I respect it. It's a lot different. There's people who call me a legend. There's people who saw me in certain markets like, yo, I'm going to do it once. I've been seeing him for, yeah, but I never got my big break. I never fucked up a big label, $1 million label deal. No, I never did that. Cause I never got one. But I've been around moguls. I've been signed to a lot of them. But they didn't put the house on me. You know what I mean? So, you know, you live to learn. It's nothing bitter about it. You just live to learn. But the grind that I got is what I can represent. And I can give the help to other new artists who don't know the game. I teach them a lot. I'm so young myself. But right now, I don't need no help. I'm actually making stuff happen how I need it to happen.
Especially when you're 10 years into the game, man, and you start getting those veteran instincts, and you can give that knowledge into the up-and-comers as well. Because everything's about adapting, man, at the end of the day.
It is, but you know, I got to give it to the real up-and-comers, the hungry ones, the ones who really want to win. Because I don't want to help people who think they know it all. We ain't get
That's
to what
fact,
we got by knowing it all. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't get to what
yeah,
I
everybody
by
has
knowing
a
it all. Off the Cuff Radio wasn't established by a bunch of people just knowing it all. You feel me?
Exactly.
There's always room for growth.
Exactly, man, because it always starts with the spark of the brain and also having your true solid ones and your true believers. Like, everybody needs a team.
100%. It don't happen by yourself. You know what I mean? If a person say they did it all by themselves, they're lying. I mean, it's things you can do by yourself. But even if you got clients who come and help you, they're doing it by themselves. I know I can't be where I'm at by myself. You know what I mean? And I consult other artists who's my clients, but I'm a part of their success and their career as well. My career, I've done a lot of things myself, but without learning experiences from moguls who've done it, who I looked up to, I don't think I'll be where I'm at. So I like to always support and be grateful for my fans and my supporters and everybody who truly believe in the whole Swan of Doom brand.
Especially around the time where now information is so vital, because keep in mind, even though I started listening to hip-hop in the early 90s and the late 80s and stuff, the information wasn't really vital like that. Whereas today, everything is through podcasts and through YouTube and all that. So The leg up is already out there for you. It's just on the individual to grab it.
Yeah, and all information ain't all factual, but you gotta, that's when you gotta have your own mind to work on what's real. There's no real right or wrong way how to make it. Because everybody that made it different.
Exactly. Now, what were some of your musical inspirations? Like, whenever people want to tune in to you, like, who you crafted your style based off of?
I don't copy my style based off nobody. I'm trying to do. I'm a different type of sandwich. They don't make me ask your bodega. You don't even know who I like. You know what I mean? You'll never meet me again. There'll never be another one of me. So I don't.
Right.
I'm not a replica. I'm not at the NBA store and get a replica jersey of Jordan or Kobe, but not like the one they had. They call those replicas. It looks the same, but it ain't the authentic version. I'm
right.
Authentic cloth. You feel me? I'm an authentic cloth. You'll never hear my language. Mm-hmm. You'll never hear my style again. You'll never hear my cadence, like my wittiness. Like, you know, I mean, you'll never get that again. So it's like,
right.
I don't care. I don't compare myself to nobody, but I've had tons of comparisons before, since the late Big Pun, to the say the least. I've been catered to people like that before and compared to people like that, but in all reality, I don't compare myself to nobody.
And you know what made me? And you know when I was checking some of your stuff out, man, what makes you stand out is the way you shoot your videos, and they all tell stories with your song. But we see videos where people just throw songs out there, but the video don't match. But it's like you shoot like mini movies with your joints.
Oh. Yeah, part of my background. But yeah,
are you good?
The videos. I'm actually with my director right now in Miami. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I can't go backwards off my vision. So the key part about your videos and vision, you always got to be with somebody who understands them. I've been working with my director for 14 years. And if I had 100 videos, he probably shot 70 of them. You feel me?
Wow.
So it's like, it's just, you got to have a chemistry with that. So when I see my videos now, we already know our vision. We've been working with each other for so long. It's easy to work with me. So the vision is easy because I'm not going to do the same thing. Every time I come in front of a camera, I'm doing something different. So we actually in Miami right now shooting a picture of me and my new single. So we actually out here shooting it. Yeah, I'm actually out here shooting my new video for picture of me.
And you know what's dope, man, is also... That's what keeps you motivated is the universe is so diverse is that you find creative avenues anywhere.
You know, you gotta think like that. You gotta think outside the box. You know what I mean? Especially when you're not a million I'm a million stream artist, but I'm not a $1 million artist. You hear the difference of that? I'm a million streaming artist, but I'm not a $1 million artist. I'm doing a million things till I get $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
That I can't say nothing different.
And not to mention, it's like you got the money and the power. I mean, you got the money and you got the respect and the power, but you want it. Now you need the money. Everybody needs compensation for the art.
Uh-huh. You know what you're talking about. You know exactly
what
you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like we go through it as content creators as well, because you always got to be observant with how the game moves and who's doing who. And most importantly, staying being yourself, man. Because we talked about that briefly about staying your own, being your own, and creating a new lane for yourself. You never want to be a carbon copy.
I just told you I ain't gonna never be a replica. I don't even listen to other people's music. Who are you here?
Thank you.
If I,
thank you.
Baby,
Yeah, in the chat. Thank you. Like, I don't even listen to other artists' music because I don't care about them. And look, and that's no disrespect. Mm-hmm. If it's on the radio, I'm not a hater. If I'm in a club and it's played, I'm not a hater. But it ain't nobody you can say, well, who makes you want to rap? Me. That's why you can relate to me. I talk that mess. Like, I talk the struggle. I talk the struggle.
Because
I know what I feel I have to have not.
And not to mention, even when I was listening to some, at least to a lot of your music, man, it also, it's the key to being relating it to the listener, because the listener at the end of the day is trying to get, is trying to get ahead as well. It's trying to get himself established, and your music speaks volumes for them, that audience. That's a great look.
Thank you. Thank you. It wasn't really like that, though. You know what feels the most great part about it? Like, I'm going to be honest. To stay grounded. Because there's plenty of people who feel I've made it already. But it's always, what's your making it? Me being real, I've accomplished a lot. I got tons of great accolades. But I never got a big deal. Like, I never got signed for $1 million where it was $1 million behind trying to do something incredible. Or flop and blow the money and lose. Never had the opportunity. I've been around millionaires, but none of them put me in the opportunity either. So you know what I love rap for? I never got in the hip-hop game to be the best rapper, but I always knew being in a rap game, it'll open up other doors for me, like acting, modeling, clothing, brand ambassador, movies. Like, you know, it's just like, you know, reality TV. All that came to me from rapping. So I can't get mad. I'm never mad at what I've done in a grind taking longer for me, because now I'm worth the money I never had. It's nothing I basically do for free, because now I'm considered at least a CD-less celebrity. You feel me? So it's like,
exactly.
You did that, it's, you know, you didn't give up. And now you're getting some type of fruits of your labor.
And you said earlier, you was...
I took the steps on all my grind. Wasn't no escalator grind over here. I had to go to the steps, the back doors, all of that. There wasn't no elevators or escalators for me.
So you let them know right now that you took the hardcore training, you know, the old Rocky Balboa training. You were chasing the chickens and running all over Philly.
I did more than the Rocky Balboa. I did more than that. And those stuff was a hell of a step. I took so many losses to the point no starts sounding like yes to me. That's how many doors was getting closed in my festival. People telling me no, trying to do, but sounding like they're telling me yes.
And you know what? I'm glad that you brought that up, man. You got to let people know that how to be persuasive, because this is a sharp thing. This is a sharp business, man. And, you know, it can crush your dreams. It can crush your hopes. It can make you feel like shit. What motivated you to keep going?
I couldn't put on myself. I just believe. That's the name of my clothing brand. That's just the name I stand behind. I just believe. Nothing's possible in life if you don't believe. And the number one person you got to believe in is yourself. Because you got to be your number one motivator. You got to push yourself. Before anybody else want to believe in you and do anything for you, you got to feel it for yourself. If you don't believe you the cutest person in the world, you don't come outside for the ugly. If you don't feel you can rap better than anybody, it's whatever you after, just feel the best. Appreciate you. No, I mean, just be the best. Be the best of whatever it is that you want to do. Have to be the best. That's me. I wouldn't. Listen, man. I only have a problem with one deal. I tell all my interviews this. My Akon deal was the most emotional deal for me because it was promises that wasn't made. And at that time, I thought I did it all. And this is why I ended up with this wealthy mogul who ends up being a piece of shit. But it is what it is. You know what I mean? I'm no longer bitter. I've never been bitter, I don't think, but I've been more hurt. And I want to clear that up for a lot of people asking about that situation. There's no bitterness. I wish Akon the best. He's still a mogul. Tony Duke can take what he's done to this culture. I wanted to talk about what he has done for myself. I would love to talk to him face-to-face one time to tell him how I feel in his face. Whatever comes after that, it'll come. But I don't feel like I have the opportunity to explain that. And you didn't give the real. I give my heart on everything. So anything I do, I represent it for real, and I give my heart. I don't play. I love hard. I love my family. I'm very love-oriented around me. If I love you and I rock with you, that's what it is for life. I don't care if we don't see each other for 10 years. If I love you, I love you the same way in 2009 at 2025. It's the same love. You know, some people don't live by the same mold. And this hard-ass business that we playing in, a lot of people sell dreams. I ain't one of them.
That's real talk, man. Hey, while we talk about you being around moguls, most notably, you did a session with Dame Dash. What was that like, and what did
Dame,
you learn from
Dame him? Is the biggest. Let me tell you something about him. I appreciate you asking about him. That's my number one mogul. I love my own. People in my first movie. When I go to L.A., I go to his house. I don't just have to be in a hotel. Like, that's my home. I love Dan. And I'll take advantage of all the blessings he gave me. You feel me? Because I ain't really coming to be around Dan just to hang around. So I'm coming around to be around my big uncle, the real legendary Damon Dash, who done did a lot for Jay-Z and all this other stuff. This is saying one of the biggest moguls out. He done things for plenty of other people. Whatever his name, where everybody know David Dash from. If you asked me that 20 years ago, I would never think I'd be with David Dash. As I'm watching him on TV doing a dance, the nice dance, I would never thought I would be in the president. So when you ask people, say, did you make it? Some people think, because I'm with Dave, I made it.
And you know what? He's also a prime example of somebody that just didn't just roll over and die. But he went ahead, and even though him and Jay fell out, he went ahead and started building different ventures, and he made himself successful over.
He did more than make sense successful. He don't give up. Dame is a motivation for me. Dame is a great presentation of a product of your environment, product of the struggle, product of I ain't hearing no. He's a tycoon. I'm a young tycoon. He's a tycoon.
And most importantly, he ain't afraid of rattling those cages. And you need people like that in your corner to inspire and to fight with you. He has that whole fearless persona.
Dave is just legendary. You know what I mean? I take all his advice. And I use it. Because I know he ain't never telling me nothing to lead me wrong.
It is very rare that you get that. I call him as a part of the 5 percenters when it comes to handling the business and giving people the real because a lot of people in this business will just go ahead and just give you the runaround, tell you what you think you want to hear, but not really giving you the truth on things.
Now, them ain't that. Everything Ben taught me and did, it worked for me. Everything he did, it worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. There wasn't nothing Damon Dash did for my career that didn't work for me. Nothing.
And y'all see from this interview here, listen to the OGs that been there before you, because they've been through those, they've seen those pitfalls, they've seen the good, bad, and the ugly, and they can tell you exactly how to avoid them.
Yeah, it's very important. But, like I said, with the importance, you got to know who's really doing something. You feel me? A lot of people ain't doing nothing. A lot of people want to talk importance and ain't doing nothing. That's a problem. I'm not gonna pay attention to nobody who's just talking. I don't wanna hear you just talk. Feel me? Like, I don't wanna hear nobody just talking. You gotta definitely have experience in the field I'm in for me to listen to you.
The action gotta follow the words, cause anybody
Come
can
on,
sell
man.
A dream.
Everybody sells dreams. That's the point. So you ain't going to sell me no dream. I've been with moguls who sold dreams. And know why I believe them? Because who they were. Well, let me tell you about a selling dream person. When them dreams don't get accomplished, they make you cry. You'll feel hurt. I felt that. I felt that darkness. That's what that. I felt that darkness. I felt that darkness. No, and I wouldn't wish it on anybody. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. Just being honest. I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
You know what they say it best too, man. They said that there's pain. Beautiful pain can create beautiful art. And that can motivate you
art?
To go levels.
Well, pain is everything I represent with my music. Like, you know what I mean? And struggle. Because I'm the king of the ground, but I also represent the struggle. I tell everybody that. Duty represents the struggle. I ain't just around to be around. I got to live a message. You hear my music, you feel it. Anybody ever has want to do music, nobody gonna say, he's just rapping and rap. Nah, that ain't duty. You gonna feel what I gotta say.
And people gotta understand, man, it's also about your content and how you deliver. There's a lot of rappity rappers out there, but your content gotta hit home. Like, you gotta hit niggas in the chest.
Yeah, all the way. All the way. Because I don't, you just said all the words, that's right, man. I'm definitely going to do that. I'm live in Miami doing my interview, feeling good, you know what I mean? Just giving back to the culture. You know what happens with a lot of artists? They think they all got to do this shit. As soon as you think that, that's where you're going to fail. Little things is big things, and big things equal to little things at times. But you just got to keep going, no matter what, you feel me? No matter what it is you got going on, you just got to keep striving and just believing and making it happen. That's a fact.
Exactly. And see, with this interview here, man, it's also, we also want to turn it into something motivational for the listeners, because we want people to come back 5 to 10 years from now, and they turn on this Twan to do off-the-cuff radio interview and be like, damn, this shit is inspiring. And maybe get off my ass and want
to
get that.
Talk. I ain't talking to just talk. Everything I talk about is motivational, because I only can tell you something I learned off experience. I don't talk what somebody told me. The fuck is that? I don't know about that. But I do know everything I've been through. And I know how
how hard it was for me to get to where I'm at.
Exactly. And you also got to put that on the motivational imprint for those who just coming along. I mean, they have it easier now, but it's all still the same.
It is real, man. Shit real. You know, it's just, like I said, you just got to just believe, man. Just believe. My advice to any artist, you know, for the dude, he's with everybody, you know. He got a big album. He know everybody. That's cool. I just believed in myself. So when I got in the room amongst everybody, I feel like I wasn't who I was. If you understand what I'm saying? Like I was in the room with all the people who got all the money more than me. That don't mean I felt. Come here. That don't mean like I felt anyway. Feel me? I ain't feel no way. I ain't feel no way. I knew I was that nigga. And y'all could never be what I am. You feel me? That's just a confidence. That's not cockiness. I always tell people, don't mix ambitiousness with being thirsty. There's a huge difference. Thirsty's thirsty. Ambitious is ambitious. I'm ambitious. I don't want to lose. I came to win. That's a difference.
And you got to give it the, and you know the mathematical breakdown, I would like to go ahead and volunteer say, like, thirsty is when you blowing up Dame or you blowing up Jay-Z's DM 30, 40 times, talk about play my record. That's thirsty.
Begging, period.
Just thought I put that out there.
Begging, period, is a sign of thirsty. Feel me? begging, period, is a sign of thirsty. Period. Like, you know what I mean? Because you don't have to be thirsty if people really believe. One thing about somebody being believed and believing in you, you don't have to be thirsty for that. They gonna show how they believe. You can see that just off the rip. Like, support you. Y'all supporting me right now. You think I gotta guess if y'all rocking with Tony Dude? Let me tell you a secret. I don't. I know y'all rocking with me. And I know we're stuck here. You did?
Yeah, man.
So, you know,
it's
a difference. You gotta, I mean, that was, I can't give you no better example than that.
And you gotta let people know, because at the end of the day, the music gotta connect. When the music connect, you have the army behind you, it's gonna grow.
I don't got no army behind me. I got what you see. Duty.
Oh. That's game right there, y'all. That's game right there, man. Call number is 516-531-9596. I got Twan the Dude, one of the hardest working cats in the industry, on the phone right now. If y'all want some advice, call up. If you want to ask questions, call up. The love is open in the air. We building right now, man. We building right now. Now, giving us an exclusive, man, like with this video you shooting, man, what can we expect from that?
Oh, this video going to be amazing. You know, like I said, me and my director chemistry come from years. Like, you know what I mean? We got years together. Mm-hmm. So, like, we never repeat any visions. We don't repeat any visions. Nothing's repetitive. Feel me? So if you want to,
that keeps you creative.
But we definitely creative. But
yeah,
like, nothing's
creative.
Repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's repetitive. Nothing's repetitive. No, I mean, so you're not gonna see. This is about to see a level up for Twan the Dude. This video is separating the boys from the men. Just letting you know. It's levels to this shit. I want to walk in my joint real quick.
Come back up.
Of course.
I
want
to
yeah,
right
do
now.
That.
Like right now.
Do that. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's just like, you'll never, what I'm doing with this video, you ain't getting that again. And you just ain't getting it again. This video, all my videos I grow. I don't know if y'all pay attention, everybody follow everything I do. But all my videos, I'm growing. My next video, I'm growing even more. So picture me is giving a bigger vibe of trying to do, not just which I used to. Know what I mean? I level up. That's all. I level up. I don't know what else to say. Pushing me is giving a level up of trying to do.
That's what leveling up is the key, man.
Background. You know, I had a test interview still. I know I was going to be in South Beach, but when we didn't do it last week, I just said we definitely had to get the shit together this week. You feel me?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know how these cable companies be. They be trying to hate, man. I be like, man, why they going to do this to me when we trying to get Twan the dude up there, man? I want to
Listen, man. I enjoyed this shit, man. Like, listen, man. I enjoyed y'all having me. You feel me? Like, I enjoy giving back. I enjoy it all. So I appreciate y'all even having me, really, though.
Definitely, man. I mean, it's definitely always good to chop it up with artists that's really doing great with the culture, putting it down independently, and most importantly, staying loyal to the core, man.
I'm independent with a major grind. Supposed to be nice.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's what I tell the people. I'm independent with a major grind. It's a difference. Feel me?
There's levels to it. But, yeah, man, I know you got to go ahead and shoot your video, man. You have any other shout-outs you want to give before you go?
I hate it. What you say?
I'm saying I know you got to go back to shooting your video shortly, man, but you have any shout-outs you want to give out?
Yeah, I just want to shout-out everybody, man. The whole off-the-cuff radio, the whole Mixed Mafia radio, the whole Mixed Mafia DJs, everybody who fuck with me. Shout-out to my publicist, Angela Covington, always putting on, fucking me with everybody great. And shout out to you, bro. Shout out to everybody who fuck with me. You know what I mean? Like, it's so good to have niggas just respecting a nigga's grind who come from nothing and made stuff. You feel me? This shit don't be easy. But it just feel good. It just feel good. It just feel good to put it together and do it. So, you know, my shit, it just feel good to be amongst all that. So I'm very grateful for everything. And that's what I say, I thank you, man. Just, we going up from here, man. This shit don't go backwards. We keep going up and keep getting stuck. That's a fact. Duty!
Definitely, my brother. And we're going to definitely stay in touch, man. We also going to have episode 400 coming soon, man. So you can just call and show us love then.
All right, I definitely will. Now, I mean, we tapped in. I told you, man, this shit don't change, man. We tapped in. We'll keep it going.
Yeah, it's only the beginning, my man. But, yeah, we're going to go to your song, Picture Me, and we're going to close this out. Big shout-out to you, my brother. Big shout-out to T-Max. Big shout-out to L.I. the Sandman. And we are out of here. We'll catch y'all this Sunday night. Peace.
Salute.
Picture me. Look, you got to watch how these niggas playing you close slaves. Pay attention to the vultures, the ones that you see come around most slaves. My demeanor is cleaner, they can't provoke me. I spot bullshit, mouth away, so don't approach me. Cats all doing the same shit. Treat your size just like your main bitch, it's pitiful. On another note, living with mama miserable. Can't get in your dean cause you ain't grinding with any principles. Simple you, I'm simply the pastor of the hoods, giving a different view. And youngers is dumb and let me just get this through. Can't be clapping shit, then applause convicting you. Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. My little homie turned 10 and he just caught a bid. How I spit it, nigga, just how I live. I don't got a lot of kicking just to get what I give. Just picture me not grinding. Picture me not shining. Picture me not rhyming. Picture me not flowing. Picture me not glowing. Picture me not knowing. Pushing me not rhyming, pushing me not flowing, pushing me not glowing, pushing me not knowing, fishing me. Niggas love to hate for no reason. I guess I change up like the seasons. I'm really believing. Lost a lot of loved ones, I be grieving. Feel alone a lot of times I'm achieving. Wonder why I be cheating. Cause it's a lot of pain, I be hiding under. Ready to tear shit up like chocolate thunder. Sometimes I really wonder. All the shit I go through was a mental suffer. A lot of people took the gold place, now they miss the supper. It's all good though, cause I took mine already off the tops and off the books, bro. And you could go back to the hating, gossip and faking, plotting and flaking. I'm here for a reason. KODG, King on the ground, let's continue proceeding. Cross me once, now it's time to get even. Pushing me, not going for what I believe in. That's real shit. Beyond all that, I'm trying to be real rich. Fuck thousand, I need millions. It's duty. Pushing me, not grinding. Pushing me, not shining. Pushing me, not rhyming. Pushing me. Pushing me, not flowing. Pushing me, not glowing. Pushing me, not knowing. Pushing me not grinding, pushing me not shining, pushing me not running.